All right, it's another Cohen Meanderer recording. I already did one this morning, but there's some time to do another one. A little reticent to talk about what's going on. High security work is mind-bending in that you could actually just do something and you could do it rather quickly, and that's my tendency. I've changed jobs to recapture my preferred universe of not having to deal with high security. But the pay is just amazingly good for dealing with this. The funny thing is I spend a ton of time just kind of waiting for approvals to do something. And everybody gets frustrated with it. It's a story of life. But the job I have now has been just a whole lot of waiting. It's a big waiting game, and waiting for things to kind of pull themselves together. And so the big question is, what do you do during that waiting time? And it's hard because I got to find some way to fill the hours and hopefully not make them just a total just waste. A lot of people read. And I did for a while. I've read all the books that I'm really quite, that I was interested in reading. I finished up Atlas Shrugged, although I did skip, I basically skipped over the big diatribe, you know, John Galt, takes over the airwaves in a huge, you know, in a nationwide radio broadcast. It lasts for at least 30 pages. And these aren't big type, you know, pages. These are little bitty print, tough to read pages. So I skipped over the whole thing because it's like, oh, God, I don't need this. The book was long enough. I had to skip over the parts where it got kind of racy because at the end of the day, Atlas Shrugged is also a romance novel. So that's really, you know, it is kind of a philosophical romance novel, which is a bizarre animal. No wonder when she tried to get it published, it was so hard to get published. I forget how many rejection letters she got through before somebody finally agreed to publish it. And it wasn't all that popular to begin with because, you know, I think it was marketed as a romance novel. Anyway, because on a certain level, it is. That's what it is. Anyway, so there's that. What else do I have to say? Anyway, so I have time to fill. They have YouTube available, although I get really kind of nervous about YouTube. I'm not really very happy with using it too often. Well, they haven't blocked the Internet Archive, so there's stuff to read from the Internet Archive, although it's somewhat on the old side. I don't like using the checkout feature, which is funny because I use Internet Archive to store these recordings for you guys to listen to. Anyway, it's just kind of, I was reading computer manuals a lot because that stuff is very dated. Nobody cares later on. And so the fact that it is not yet public domain because, 75 years have not passed yet, to put it into the public domain, which is mostly what the Internet Archive tends to do. There's a whole other part of it called the Wayback Machine, which is old, which is a collection of old websites. And but that one's blocked. So I find it interesting what's blocked and what's not. At any given time, something that I do is if my home server gets blocked, I don't know. I'll find something to do, but it's not going to be pleasant because I really depend on that to provide me what I need. Anyway, so I've been doing a lot of work on the home servers, you know, opening up my own servers so that I can get to them from work. And there's still a few things that I can do to make it more useful to me. It's always been kind of a tie-up as to what I use for, I don't know if I just use it for email. It's BBSing a little bit. I have used Synchronet often in the past. Although, to be honest, it doesn't really fulfill my needs particularly. And it does a lot more that I don't find myself really interested in particularly. Although it's kind of fun to have all these different protocols. Almost every protocol from the past has been shoehorned into some service provided by Synchronet. And I'm just, I don't know. It works okay. It's still basically set up, but I decided to transfer back over to Citadel, which actually has become more of a groupware software, although it still retains a little bit of its BBS background. But right now I've got Citadel running. Did a really good job on the software. It's still getting a lot of updates. To be honest, I think Synchronet is really, I think it's more static because that's all it really is at the end of the day, is a bulletin board system. And it had some compelling stuff toward it, but I really didn't really end up being all that interested in it. And you really couldn't access it. You know, it has a web-based interface, but it's all about presenting to you kind of a telnet display, it doesn't work through the firewall. Citadel really is a web front end to the information that's in its database. And that works. You can use it. Now, the whole groupware functionality doesn't mean a whole lot to me. you know, I barely use it. But all of the information that you put into through the website, you can get through the Citadel text client, which I right now have set up to be accessible through Telnet. And that's groovy, although I don't particularly use it that way. Anyway, so I've gotten it to the point to where I can get to my computers pretty handily. Sometimes it's a little bit of a circuitous route to get to parts of it, but it can be gotten to. I still run my Zope site on my Zope / clone site / it's got Zwicky on it, although Zwicky really isn't as important to me as it used to be. I've got an actual wiki going. I think his name's Art Caruso, who was the originator of the particular Citadel that I use now. It says that it has wiki functionality. Does it really work like wiki? Not particularly. I mean, it's there. It's mostly an HTML kind of CMS-ish sort of doodad. Those guys are big into views. You have all the same information. It's just a question of how you want to view it. If you want to view it like a blog, it'll give you more of a blog view. If you want to view it like a wiki, which is just basically like a website, you can view it that way and get away with it. But it does have the whole thing of, I think it might be something that they're ultimately going to do. They've been really focusing on a whole new web interface. It's called WebSit NG, Next Generation. And I think that's where they're really going to figure out kind of the wiki view of it, to make it so it, you know, it acts more like kind of a wiki. Regardless, so I'm playing with that right now, and I actually got a whole nother desktop and put it on the network and put Proxmox on it. I started rubbing up against Proxmox just a little bit, kind of at Mesa Lance, although it really wasn't Proxmox. It was introduced to me by the young fellow there, Justin, good guy, and don't even know if he's there anymore. But anyway, so I've got this set up, and it's good because I can get access to it during my copious amounts of downtime presently at work, which I hope kind of goes away. I think everybody's trying just to figure out what on earth to do with me. After they went through all the trouble of setting up to get a contractor and get me hired, I really worry sometimes that I might be disappointing, and I don't want to be too disappointing. Golly, I've got 5 years of work life left. I think Lisa would love it if I stayed at my present employment for that 5 years. It would make it my second longest job ever. I'm going to be less, if it gets to be too weird, I'm going to be less interested in hanging with it for forever. Because once I start getting my pension from my years of working with educational institutions, I'm gonna, we have money coming in that isn't particularly tied to me going to a 7 to 4:30 job. Excuse me. And I might come up with something else when that moment arrives, which isn't until next December, maybe the year after. I forget. I seem to recall that it was going to work in December of 2025. That I would be eligible for my pension. I'd be able to start drawing it. And to be really honest, if it's just in the way of just getting raw money in, really want to get that money coming in. All this whole thing about, oh, you need to hold out, you need to wait until you get your maximum amount for whatever. A pension, Social Security, whatever. It's like, you know what? Those guys do that because every month they get you not to take the money. It's money they don't have to pay out. And you're going, yeah, it's money that I'm not getting. And they go, well, you'd get a little bit more if you waited. You go, well, I guess, but it's money I'm not getting. I would rather have it than play the whole game of, and you'll do it up until the day you die. And they're all kind of hoping that you're going to die young. Because when that happens, they don't have to pay. Well, they still have to give you the money you invested into the system, which I think's like, for me, it was like $75,000 or it may be close to $80,000. But at a certain point when that's all drawn away and it's just the state paying for it, and that's what you really want to get to, is you go, you know, I want to get past the savings account part of it to the, hey, you're like giving me money that I didn't have to earn, you know, what a pension actually is. What you're supposed to be getting in benefit. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to all that. And my whole philosophy, which everybody says, oh, that's wrong. Says the whole point is to maximize your monthly payment. And you're going, how many months did I forfeit to get another $100 a month? And how many years do you have to get that before you actually go, oh, and now you finally have the same amount of money you would have had if you would have started like getting Social Security at 62. And you go, oh, wait a minute. And the crossover is like at 81 or 82. Years old, and you're going, you know, everybody's banking on the fact that you're going to be dead. That's what it is. You know, the actuarial tables of saying, well, you know, human men only live to be about 79 and human women only live to be about what, 82 or 83. And that's really what they're banking on is that enough people will have already died that you don't have to pay them any benefits because you were always putting it off. It's almost like greed. You know, I'm putting this off so I can get more later. And you're going, you know what? Greed's never a bad thing. Never a good thing. Never a good thing. Pardon me. And you go, and that's what it is. It says, plus, I think once you're getting something, just kind of the tendency is that you'll keep getting it. It's really bad optics, bad policy for you to take away something you are giving to somebody. And I said, so the sooner that you can get them on the program of giving you something, you're going to keep getting it. Where, I'm sorry, there is a reasonable chance that they'll just say, you know what, we can't afford to do this anymore, so we're just going to stop doing it altogether. We'll grandfather in the people who are already getting it, but nobody else is getting it. And you're going, see, you shouldn't have waited. You should have gotten it as quickly as you could, even though you said, well, I would get more later on. And you go, who cares? It says, get something. Something better than nothing, I think, is really the way it is. And there's some justification for just not paying it at all because they're saying it's just a Ponzi scheme now. It's not a savings program. This isn't you getting back the money that we put aside for you plus interest, which I don't think it's functioned that way. I don't know if it ever really functioned that way. It's another line item on the federal budget. And if they can find a way to slash it, they will. Maybe. If they ever decide to get fiscally conscious. I know everybody depends upon the fact that they won't. And you're going, well, live in fear, man. It's not necessarily going to work like that. So anyway, that's kind of my philosophy of it, is start taking the money as quickly as you can, because that its tendency to continue to run is great. And you go, but you're not going to make much money. I said, so you're not going to make much money one way or the other. You know, waiting until you're 67 or 70 is absolutely, you know, it's how much more is that going to net you? Oh, it's a lot more. And you go, yeah, sure. Meanwhile, you're still working, getting sick, having problems, not enjoying a life that you would prefer besides the whole thing. God makes no aspirations of work. He doesn't say it's good to enjoy it. You know, he goes, by the sweat of thy face, thou shalt eat thy bread all the days of thy life. You know, now he does say that he does this and it's for our good. But it's like, but, you know, I don't need to do this. I don't need to have these things. You know, I've got a pretty active, what do you call it? A pretty active non-work life. In fact, I'm ignoring a lot of things because of work and my work circumstances that doesn't let me do what I need to do. Most of my vacations I take, I end up doing maintenance, taking, you know, I got to repaint my house again. It's been about 5 years. And the paint's peeling pretty bad. You know, it ends up being things like that. Well, regardless, that's kind of what's going down. I'm nearly at my destination. Keep up that active outside of retirement life. Lisa has already styled herself retired. She worked for a little while, and she was quite happy to not work. She put aside some money. I don't know whatever happened to any of that money. I don't know if it just all went to this vacation that we took, which doesn't bother me. That's something that, you know, that's great. That's what money's for, is to get you not only what you need, but some of the things that you want. And if you just scrimp and save for no particular reason, then you get stuff for no particular reason. Oh, what time is it? Okay, it's 6:30. Boy, I need to change clocks. I really do try to keep things on New Mexico time. Although I do need some Texas time things just to make sure that I'm not, you know, that I'm not an hour late to everything. Anyway, so I'm here and it's another good day. Let's leave you with the blessing of my fathers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance toward you and give you peace.